Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Incubus Captive. This file plays somewhere else, in a plane of existence that is not too far from our own and yet quite unlike where we are. Demons, magic, some things still exist underneath the surface of our world. Fortunately, for most people they are far, far away, never to be quite seen or felt, ever. But not for you. You are one of the lucky ones. You get to experience what kind of things, creatures, what kind of magic lurks behind the mirror, beyond the veil. The last thing that you remember is just starting something to listen to. And like is very common, you sort of blanked out, letting yourself slide into that state of blissful relaxation, of wonderful emptiness, like a drop falling into a river, a stream, following along deeper and deeper, quickening as the stream rushes through the landscape, deeper, further, wanting to head towards the ocean, the infinity of falling, embracing the whole, seeing yourself flow deeper and deeper, and feeling how your mind is being pulled along from a drop to a river, cool, colder, and you know how in a dream you can wake up while still asleep. Well, when that happens, it's almost like a shock, like a sudden realization that you are somewhere else, a sudden dream of awakening, where you are cold, cold and uncomfortable, laying on a very hard surface, metal. Shifting your body means that you are even colder. Anywhere that you hadn't touched before is cold. Cold metal, cold bars. Bars mean a cage. A cage. You are trapped. Trapped in a cage. A cage wrapped around you, giving you nowhere to go. There is a door, but the door is closed. You take in more of the room as you look beyond the cage, beyond the bars. Touching the bars feels uncomfortable, almost electric. It's not quite a shock, but it's something trying to sneak its way into your mind, into your body, like an itching in the back of your neck. Something is seeking its way inside of you, and there's strange things. The rest of the room is dark, lit with candles, candles that give off a curious scent, and there's the sound of water. The air is cold. You are naked, vulnerable, left here in this, perhaps a dungeon. The walls are dark and almost look shimmery with a thin film of moisture. And the water, the streaming water, like a fountain in the corner of the room. The candles flutter with streams of air that your body doesn't notice. The shadows in the room seem to dance with the flickering of the flames, throwing off your perception, making it difficult to see clearly. Slowly you take in more and more. You figure out how to go even further with your attention, finding the door of the cage. The cage is not very big, and with some effort, you could try to kick the door open. Holding the bars of the cage is uncomfortably electric. It feels strange. It feels kind of good. As you listen, you notice that there is more than just the strange sound of water. There's far in the distance whispers, moans. Something, other beings, perhaps prisoners like yourself. And there's a feeling of sexuality in the air. Quite hard to define really, but the scents of the candles are almost pleasant. If you weren't trapped in a cage, this would almost feel romantic. The lighting is dark and kind in a way. Smooth, flickering across your consciousness with a caress. And yet, your body is slowly heating, as if the air itself is filling you with a fire deep inside. You wish that you didn't notice your body responding to it. There's definitely more blood flowing to certain parts of your body. I'm sure that for now, you'll try to ignore it, try to deny that something in this feels sensual, tempting. Far in the distance, some of the whispers seem to change in tone, some of the moans stop and then continue going with a different voice. You have to get out of here. The arousal is growing inside of you, and even though you try to deny it, it's becoming quite intense. You can see the skin of your own body responding, the hair standing up as wind brushes past, a shiver of pleasurable torment through your body. You need to escape, and holding the bars of the cage still feels strange, as if electricity is coursing through you, touching you everywhere across your whole skin, inside and out, and some of it actually feels rather good. You press with your legs against the door as hard as you can, and after a moment, a loud click allows you freedom. You're not sure if you should be relieved or if you should be terrified, wondering what to do once this happens. Well, now that you can finally stand up, it's almost more scary. Moving your body is a pleasurable sensation. Your body is getting really, really sensitive. Even the air of the room itself seems to heat you up and chill you to the bone at the same time. The watcher in the corner seems like the one way to cool down. So you head towards it and quickly gather some in the palms of your hands and splash it in your face. Oh, this was a mistake. The caresses of the little droplets over your skin is so good. And it wasn't exactly water either. Accidentally, you let your tongue flicker over your lips and you taste a sweet, delicious, unknown flavor. You have to escape. You have to get out before you lose it completely and just start masturbating right there. You gather as little of your mind as you have left and you head out upstairs that are flickering in darkness and into a room. You're not quite sure what this is. It could either be a bedroom or a study. Beautiful, shimmering velvet hanging on the walls. A large bed with a fabric on it that looks absolutely divine. And in the ceiling, lights, orbs of lights, various colors that just seem to float there. Very slowly they change as you watch, mesmerizing in their appearance. You try to look everywhere else but him. The most beautiful man that you've ever seen. Impossibly attractive. Every part of him is exactly like you imagined in your dreams that you would never dare to share. Every part of his body, naked and exposed, seems powerful, dominant, controlling. Your voice stutters as you try to speak some words, as you try to ask, to beg to get out of here, but your body is on the verge of collapsing. And this creature, too good, too impossible to be a man, steps towards you. His voice is at the same time deep and dominant and soft and caring, both innocent and sweet and dangerously tempting. Rest. Rest here. Let yourself simply the bed looks so good, and it would look even better with you on it. And yes, I will join you there. See, you might think that you're escaping, But no, this is all just foreplay. You are here as, well, let's call you my entertainment. Your body is for this moment the one thing that I want. I want to taste your arousal, feel your need. I want to see every breath of your body aching with desire. I want to hear moans escaping your lips like they've never been able to do before. The intensity and fire in your loins, your sex aching. Walking closer and closer, he never touched you yet. He didn't have to. This was all just a game to him to drive you as crazy as possible, as horny as lusting, needing out of your mind. Even the heat of his body close to yours drives you crazy. And his hands are getting closer. Where will he touch first? You're not sure if you want to keep your eyes wide open in fear and arousal, or close them and just feel. You can hear your own breathing, ragged and aroused. It's too late to escape. The first touch comes unexpected and intense, just a caress sets your body on fire, and suddenly everything seems to disappear in pure lust. Your mind and body are no more than an instrument that he is not even playing yet, just tuning, adjusting, preparing for a ballad, a song of such proportions and epic that will be played on every nerve of your body. The touches are both strong and light. They are intensely gentle and yet rough. Slow. Your body is almost ready. And when it is, you want it. You want it so badly. You know that there is something wrong, but you want it anyway. You need it. You need it so much. So he knows. He knows that he has you. It takes no more than a touch in the right place to suddenly make you cry out in a deep moan of pleasure. And that's when the real music begins. When he teases you even higher, makes you feel like never before, building on every part of your senses, your craving, your fantasies, your needs, touching you in places that you didn't even know you wanted. No part of your body is sacred, quite the opposite, in fact. And as his fingers move, caress, tease, squeeze, pinch, pull, they do it all just to get you closer. And he knows how to get you to the edge, but he does not want you to fall over. No, he gets closer and closer, and then starts to use his mouth, his impossibly long and agile tongue, finding places on your body that you thought was already touched enough or too much, and yet it's even better, driving you into a state of a haze of lust, an impossible cloud of sensation, a symphony every nerve in your body. And the more you surrender to it, the more you feel all of this, all of it just pulling you deeper, the more you feel it, see it, hear it, taste it, the more the room seems to glow with energy, the world around you becoming brighter and brighter. You have no choice whatsoever. All you can do is give in. And you do. You give in so deep that you know that after this moment, you must obey completely. It's building, building and building, teasing. You are captive of this incubus, this impossible, sensual, sexual, tempting creature. And the orgasm doesn't come. He just pushes you higher and higher, drinking of your needs, feasting on your pleasure, consuming your desire. Your body cannot take this for very long. Riding this edge is taxing, and it's beautiful. Your body, your mind, your very essence is his now, and you know it. You have no other choice than to pass out in pure pleasure, never quite sure if you had a release or not. And who knows where you'll wake up next? Maybe you remember just getting comfortable somewhere and starting to listen. I mean, this is all just a fantasy, right? Your frustration isn't the result of someone toying with your senses, someone wanting to take you however they want. No, this is all just a fantasy, a dream. A dream that may repeat itself over and over. Because I'm not done feasting on you. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows you, we'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll awaken. But you'll know something has happened. Good luck. You'll know.